Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Tik 10 Fit Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Samach, Baba Basra 160a, pagination is 319. We're starting from the top of the page, starting the last perek of Baba Basra, the 10th perek. The Mishnah begins, Get Poshut Edov Mitocho. An ordinary or a straightforward get has its witnesses on the same side as the text. And Rashbam tells us that the word get is another word for shtar, for a document, even though we often use the word get referring to a bill of divorce given from a husband to his wife. Nevertheless, fundamentally, the word get really in its origin means a shtar, a document of any type. And indeed, one could have the regular document both in the form of a divorce or in the form of any transaction. Get pashut again, if it's an ordinary document, edav mitocho, the witnesses would be on the same side of the text, written right there. Mekushar, there's another product called Get Mekushar, a document that has a degree of sophistication to it. The word kesher literally means a knot. Some sort of sewing is going on. Mekushar, this special type of document, is Edav Me'achorav, its witnesses are on its back. Says Rashbam, about seven lines down, inner commentary, what is a Mekushar? This sophistication is Kosev Shita Umeniach Cholok. They would write one line and then they would leave it blank. Kishir shito aksuva, the same amount, line spacing, like one line. Vikofla al hachalok, and they would fold it over on that blank spot. Vitofer, and they would sew it. Vachakach kosev shito, and then they would write the next line. Umaniach shito chalok, and then they would leave one line worth blank. V'kofla alochalok, and they would fold it over on that blank. V'tofa v'chein arbe, and they did this numerous times until they completed that part of the document which needed this sophistication. The description that people give of such a shtar is that it would appear to have looked like a fan, as we know it, a folded over back and forth, except that's being sewed in place. So there are two types of shtaros. We still need to know why, but there are two types. There's get pashut, an ordinary document, which is generally what's used, and then there's something called a get mekushar, which has this sophistication. The Mishnah tells us on the second line, pashut shekosvo edav me'achorov, if you were working with a regular document and you wrote the witnesses on the back, or mekusha shekosvo edav mitocho, you were doing a mekusher and you did the edim on the same side as the writing where it was supposed to be on the back, shneim psulim, it's invalid. And this is the concept of get pashut, get mekushar, but we still need an explanation as to what is the get mekushar, what is its function, why was it introduced. In other words, we readily understand a regular document, you write text and you sign it. What is this mekushar about? Let's turn over to the second side of the daf. And about midway, in the middle of the line, the Gemara tells us, Ela Mekusha Midrabonon. It's a rabbinic legislation, basically a rabbinic innovation. Ukroyas Machta Ba'alma. And whatever psukim we brought previously in the Gemara, in this piece that we just skipped, those are after the Rabbanon made a decision, so they showed you hints to such a concept, but really it's a rabbinic legislation. V'taimamai, what is the reason for this rabbinic legislation introducing this sophisticated type of document? Asra de kahani havo, it was a place of kohanim. V'havo kapti tuva, and they were very makpid, is particular. They needed things done exactly so. Omegashi nishayhu, and it developed a situation where they were divorcing their wives because things weren't just so, and apparently they had a temper. And the big problem here is that by a regular person who would divorce his wife, he could take her back. By a Kohen, even Machzir Girushaso, even taking back his own divorced wife, is forbidden. A Kohen is not allowed to marry a divorced woman, regardless of how she became divorced. V'avdi Rabbanan Takanto, the rabbi stepped in, and they made a takona, they made this legislation. Adahochi v'ahochi meisva daitayu. This was a get requirement on Kohanim that would make them slow down, because it takes a lot of time to do this particularly. And the result is that he'll have a change of heart and he won't go through with the divorce. Says the Gemara Atenach Gittin. So I understand by Gittin you did it for this community, these Kohanim. Shtoros Ma'ika L'meimar. Why did you make such a legislation that general documents can be written in this way? And the Gemara answers, Kadei Shelo Tachlok Ben Gittin L'Shtaros, so that there should be no difference between Gittin and other documents, presumably so that if someone sees such a get, he should be familiar that such a thing that exists. Taisvis in the top Taisvis wonders, Misapkalon, we wonder, Bizman Hazeh, in our time, Kishakoin Megarish Ishto, when a Kohen is doing a get for his wife, Im Tzorach L'Asas Mekusher, is there such a requirement that he should do a get Mekusher because of this legislation? Tosfos says, number one, on the third line, we're not bekiyim exactly how to do it, and a pashut is a regular get that we're familiar with, and that's what you should do. Or perhaps they only made the legislation for that place, which was the wording of the Gemara. The Gemara's wording was, Asra de kahani havu. It was a place of Kohanim, and they were running into trouble because of this. Indeed, we in our time are not familiar and do not practice get mekusher. And there's a question already in the Ramah discussing on a practical level in Choshen Mishpat, if someone were to go ahead and do a document as a mekushar, if it would be kosher at all, according to some, since he deviated from the norm, it would automatically be invalid. But that's the concept of get mekushar, which is important to be familiar with, that the regular document is called pashut, ordinary, regular, straightforward, and then there's something called mekushar, which is like being knotted, where the document itself is sewn, and it was introduced because of this city of Kohanim that needed help. They needed a requirement that would slow them down in their readiness to give a get, literally for their own benefit. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.